Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. We will continue with Rachel Love, the Ghost Whisperer, and get more information from her as well. But right now we're going to go to our astronomical and astrological assignment editor, Beth McDonald, to share with us. Here we are. We're on the 27th. We're coming to the end of April. And this is a rather interesting time, especially because of some of the astronomical events. One, it just took place last night, as a matter of fact, or the other night. What kind of an eclipse was that?
Two nights ago, it was a partial lunar eclipse, and it happened at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon Pacific time, so it wasn't really visible here. Mm-hmm. Apparently, it was pretty visible over Europe, Asia, Africa, and parts of Australia. The thing that I really noticed was, eclipses reveal. Eclipses are a lot about the interplay between shadows and light. And so for clients, when I'm working with people, what I really notice is around the time of the eclipses, more becomes visible to us. More of our unconscious material becomes conscious, and then a lot of what's going on around us becomes more clear. We become more situationally aware, more perceptive.
That's very interesting. I was going to say that obviously we don't see the effects in this case because it was in the afternoon, but we can feel them. Because it was so close, I'm trying to think, what was I doing about that time in the? I think I was actually in the middle of something or taking a walk with a friend of mine up and down State Street. We walked all the way down to Cabrillo and then back up again. I mean, we didn't take the trolley, didn't take a car. We walked from Victoria Street, for those who know this city, you know how far down that is, and then back again. And it was a good walk, and it was exciting, and it was fun, and we were having a great conversation and really kind of talking on a more, on a deeper level.
On a deeper level.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very interesting.
What I love about things like this that happen in the sign of Taurus is that it does, they do promote greater intimacy, greater harmony and balance and depth in relationship. And especially this one, the lunar eclipses like this are when the sun and moon are kind of opposite in the sky.
Yeah.
And the earth is in the middle. And the full moon, the moon was full,
right,
and it was in Scorpio, and Scorpio rules the depths. And so what I'm seeing a lot, especially in couples and small groups of people, is this week that something happened or a series of somethings happened which really promoted a greater connection, a greater sense of trust, so that you can share more, get to know each other better, feel better about things.
Now, how does this juxtapose or maybe work in concert with Taurus at this time?
Well, Taurus is so relational. Taurus is very much about relational. It's all about connectivity. And Taurus is in it for the long haul. Taurus is committed. Taurus understands, like Stephen Covey says, that we are interdependent. And in order for us to succeed as individuals, we have to be connected in a constructive way to those around us. And so Taurus, when there's a lot of energy in Taurus, the focus kind of shifts, like we were talking about last time, away from the individual, the I, the me of Aries, and more to the us of Taurus. Taurus is very much about us.
Interesting. Now, to that end, if one was going to have a conversation with one's partner, significant other, somebody who's close to them, you don't want to start out by saying, we need to talk, because that just throws up all kinds of shields and barriers and walls.
Well, so stop right there.
Yes.
If one is fearful mm-hmm. and defensive, that's what that does.
Right.
Ideally, we need to talk, or can we talk, or is now a good time, are the preambles, are appropriate, rather than just launching in.
what it is you wanted to say.
Exactly. And ambushing someone.
Right.
You know, and so the reality is, if someone says, we need to talk, then in as much as you can, take some deep breaths, ground yourself, and just say, okay, give me a sense of what you want to talk about, give me a sense of how much time you need, and let's make a time to do this.
Exactly. And I think, too, that especially if it's something that's of a serious nature, of a deep nature, you're still committed to whatever the relationship is, that might be something to open with as well, as saying, look, I do want to talk to you about something, but I want to let you know that what I'm going to talk with you about has nothing to do with our relationship in terms of my commitment to you. It's still just as strong as ever, if not stronger. Those kinds of
reassurances.
Exactly.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. When there's a lot of energy in Taurus, it's easier to give those kinds of reassurances, and you're more gifted at it. You're better. It falls more easily from your lips.
Right.
You know, it's huge to reaffirm the commitment, the level of commitment.
And would it also be a wise thing for that individual who wants to share whatever it is that they want to share, maybe before they approach this person, to maybe take a couple of moments to meditate, to get in touch with the higher self, that intuition, the guides, who or whatever they need, to maybe
always
center?
Right. I always recommend that. Take some deep breaths, call in your guides and guardians and angels and ancestors, and try and access your higher self and the higher wisdoms and the higher love of the universe, and bring that to the conversation.
And if I can say, do not go into it like a bull in a china shop, though we're talking about Taurus from a little different angle, but nonetheless.
Well, and that's the downside.
Yeah.
You know, that's the downside. Taurus is the bull, and bulls can be very, very fixated on what they want.
Mm.
You know, and so that on a bad day, you know, a Taurus is likely to struggle with that, or when there's a lot of energy in Taurus, we are likely to stumble more into situations like that more easily.
Now, will we, when we talk next week, which will be the 4th of May, that Saturday, will we still be in Taurus at that point?
Yes, we are.
But we're heading towards, because usually these transitions usually happen somewhere around the middle of each month, roughly.
Mid to late.
So we still have another week or so of May in Taurus to talk about more of these attributes,
right,
as well as some other astronomical events that might be taking place as well. And people can talk to you about other things in their lives if they just want to touch base with you. 963-0842 or BethMcDonaldConsulting.com.
Or find me on Facebook.
Facebook. All right. Go to Facebook, and it's Beth McDonald Consulting at Facebook. All right.
Yep.
We'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thanks, Richard.
I'm Richard Dugan. Stay tuned. We have more of Tell Me Your Story to come.